Well, good morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 92. I was going to say episode 1992, like the year. A little traveling in time, a little back in time. We're not really going to talk about a topic that's back in time, so it doesn't really make sense to go back in time. Although it would probably be just as humorous. So, did you guys hear about the story? Somebody went on vacation with his family and then came home and wrote about it. And one of the things that happened on his vacation, which has apparently gone viral, I haven't seen it on the web, I heard about it on the radio, that radio thing. I like my radio thing. So this guy's going on vacation with his kid. I don't know who else was in the car or who else he was on vacation with, but at one point he had really bad diarrhea. Had to bring his four-year-old daughter in with him to the bathroom. So I'm assuming he was maybe alone at this particular situation or nobody else was around. And so he goes in to do his thing, and his four-year-old daughter apparently provides a play-by-play and a cheering section for this event that he is having. So she was cheering and clapping and counting how many poops he had. And and apparently at one point there was at least one other person in a stall next to him that he could hear was stifling laughter. And then eventually when the quote unquote show was over, the daughter apparently gave him praise and called him a pooping farting robot, which the person next door completely lost it and started to laugh. And the point that the people in the radio made was, you know, this is a story he could have kept to himself, but it's like, hey, well, you know, it's going to give people a good laugh. Why not? So it's pretty hilarious that he shared it. And it just got me thinking of how ironic is the wrong word, how kind of funny and humorous and sort of messed up it looks when the children start treating the adults like children, like they've been treated. I mean, how many times haven't people cheered their kid for pooping? And he was, or the child, I believe it was a girl, you know, was the play-by-play of how many and what was happening and how stinky it was and things like that. And I'm thinking, if you watch parents, a lot of times when they're changing diapers and older, comment on that. So I'm sure she was just providing it right back, doing what she knew to do in this situation. I think it's hilarious. I feel a little bad for the dad, but I'm glad that he kind of have to take life by the horns, I guess, and just do what you got to do, right? And that's kind of what it's all about. We need more of that in this country, so I'm highly promotive of this guy because we have such a weird thing about aspects of bodily functions and weird aspects around a lot of different things that are so embarrassing that can really be, like, we can get so embarrassed about it that it can be debilitating to our lives. When it's really doesn't have to be that big of a deal, or yes, it's maybe embarrassing, but it's a thing and, you know, move on. But I think sometimes we do, you know, there's this weird improperness to things that gets tied. And there's a pigeon outside my window. I don't know if you can hear that or not. That's my pigeon friend, apparently, for the day, my companion. Anyway. The point being that it can be sometimes for some of us who have had those experiences where people have made us feel like the embarrassing thing that happened makes you quote unquote wrong and makes you the bad person or whatever. I mean, we all have these experiences in our lives, and we probably, many of us have done this as children or as adults or whatever. I'm just saying more of those examples that when things go wrong for us that we can say, you know what, we're still human kind of thing. It's probably a good thing for many. Not everybody needs that, but some people do. Anyway, it's just funny when we think of the things that we do. I'm having a hard time thinking with the pigeon in the background. How many things we do to kids, and I'm not coming up with great examples at the moment, as it's common for me, but how the way we treat kids, and if we turned it around and treated adults that way, it would look very silly and whatever. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's quite funny when these things get turned back on us. And we see that with kids when kids like do or act like kind of either, you know, a little adults towards a parent or say something the parent has said to the kid. And we kind of laugh at that and sort of, I guess it's funny. I don't know. I remember being a kid and being laughed at situations like that. And it felt really crappy because it was like, dude, I'm just doing what you taught, what you did. Why is it wrong or bad when I do it? And it's like, how am I supposed to learn? Not that I had this thought as a child, of course, but, you know, how am I supposed to learn what to do if the thing that I am repeating or doing, or we're supposed to learn lessons. We get this big thing. Okay, at least I heard this as a kid, of the whole, you know, learning lessons from various people, from parents, from teachers, from church, from whatever. You're supposed to learn lessons. But then when you kind of do learn a lesson and you turn it back on the parent, but you're acting like the adult or an adult or the adult, you know, in this case, the child was acting like the adult, not an adult. Okay, see the difference there. Either situation, you kind of get, you know, made fun of a little bit, or, oh, isn't that cute? Or look at you trying to be a big person. And it's kind of like, well, they're trying to be in the world. They're trying to figure out how to navigate. They're using the tools that they've learned and or that they've seen. And that's how we learn and grow and figure out how to navigate the world. So I always find that interesting. And I totally remember that as a kid, that coming from, again, not definitely from family, but from other places too. And I still see it with other people. And it always kind of throws me a little bit. I guess I have that feeling that really pops up in empathy for the kid and how the kid might be feeling, and in taking that and feeling like they're now wrong for doing what they saw. And at the same time, I understand why it's funny. I mean, I at least understand that it is funny. And I can understand, I can be one of those people that laugh at times or get caught off guard by that. At the same time, having some internal conflicted feelings and hopefully sometimes in appropriate places it stops me. But it is, you know, it is interesting and cute when kids, you know, when they do an adult thing or they repeat an adult sentence or do something in the way that they've seen it. I get that that's funny. It looks sort of slightly out of place or whatever it is that we're seeing. But the background of that is the whole still, you know, hey, the kid probably learned it from somewhere. And they're trying to navigate the world. This turned out way more serious than I meant it to be. But nonetheless, it is true. Or interesting or whatever. So I don't know what other people think of that and how other people process those things as when they were kids or see that with kids or whatever, because it is humorous. I totally get why the bathroom thing is hilarious, but it is funny partially because the child is doing exactly what she's seen other people do. Maybe adding a few of her own flares about some aspects of the the pooping, farting robot. But who knows? Who knows what she's been called in her life? So, I don't know. A funny story. Just wanted to share. Hopefully humorous and a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Introverted. No, is that the right? Wow. Okay, I'm on the first cup of tea. I really don't think I need tea to function as well as I say that it does, but it's I really enjoy my tea in the morning. I don't know if it makes my brain function as well as I want it to, but I maybe like to attribute it that, so I have my excuse to enjoy my tea because it makes me happy every day. I love the taste. Introspection. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. All right. So have a great day. Go find the pooping dad story and share it or something and read it and get more of a, I'll have to go read the whole thing at some point. That sounds pretty funny. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy your coffee, tea, juice, water with lemon, oatmeal. What do you have for breakfast? I need to try garbanzo beans. I keep hearing about people making garbanzo beans and baking them into a lovely breakfast. And that sounds like an interesting, I'm always looking for the thing that makes me full in the morning. So I should try garbanzo beans. Anyway, it's an option. And there's other things that people put with it too. So have a great morning. Enjoy your day. We'll see you next time. Feel free to check out the rest of the podcasts at morningswithastranger.com. And there, when you are there, you can also support the podcast if you enjoy this and you're an Amazon shopper or a wannabe Amazon shopper. Just go ahead, click the banner that talks about supporting the podcast and or finding things in the podcast, the little list of stuff that's been mentioned. We threw that up there. Click on whatever. You don't have to buy that thing, but anything you do buy in your Amazon trip, that day will result in a tiny little portion getting put into a little hopper to support the podcast or support my world and life. And thank you very much for that. Please do. iTunes as well. Subscribe on iTunes. And Facebook, feel free to interact on Facebook. The @ Mornings with a Stranger. No spaces. All right. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.